KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Jacob Zuma Foundation says the former president is consulting his legal team about his expulsion from the ANC. On Friday, the party upheld its disciplinary committee's decision to remove Zuma as a member. It follows his suspension in January after he endorsed and campaigned for the newly formed Umkhonto we Sizwe party ahead of the May elections. Zuma was still a member of the ANC, which said he had undermined and violated its rules. In a statement through his foundation, he says he rejects the authority of the ANC under Cyril Ramaphosa's leadership to expel him from the movement he's dedicated his life to serving. The foundation's Mzwanele Manyi told Newsroom Africa that Zuma will announce his next steps after consultations.
Basically, all these decisions were actually taken unilaterally. The side of his assistant President Zuma has not been aired. Nobody has answers because President Zuma hasn't been given a proper right of reply. So all of those matters will be dealt with at the appropriate forums. All I can say to you is that it's not over yet.
And time is running out for prepaid electricity users to update their meters. Eskom's warned that customers who don't recode their devices from key revision number 1 to key revision number 2 before the end of the day could face possible blackouts tomorrow. The SA Local Government Association's Sivuile Bamboto is urging those who haven't yet done so to upgrade their meters.
Prepaid meters that are not updated will reject any new tokens after the 24 November deadline until the meter is successfully converted. SALGA and municipalities wish to thank customers for their cooperation and urge them to act promptly to avoid service disruptions.
Meanwhile, Itigwini Municipality is warning residents about a flyer circulating on social media that instructs customers to seek assistance from an unrecognized number to update their meters. Officials say the poster is fake. And abroad, Lebanon says Israeli airstrikes have killed more than 55 people in central Beirut. It says Israel's defense minister vowed decisive action against Hezbollah in a call with his U.S. counterpart. In Gaza, rescuers say Israeli airstrikes and tank fire killed 19 people and wounded more than 40 yesterday. And Hamas says an Israeli hostage captured during the group's attack in October last year has been killed. Israel's military has yet to verify the claim. Durban 29, Pietermaritzburg, Richards Bay and Ulundi 33, Newcastle 36, Ladysmith 35, Moy River 31, 29 for Kokstad and Underberg, and Margate 27. In Durban, there's 2 meter swells at sea this morning with sunset at 23 to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.